Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. In early June, I went into the field with Bill Peachy, a geologist who knows a lot about a lot of things, particularly saguaros. We went to a research plot south of Saguaro National Park near Colossal Cave, where he's been counting saguaro blooms for almost 20 years.
Oh, yeah. There's one.
So that little guy right there is 6104.
Before Peachy started counting saguaro blooms, he was involved in a study of bats, specifically the Mexican long-tongue bat. He found a significant population right around here. In order to understand more about the bats, he wanted to learn more about what they ate, saguaro nectar.
Then I went to the agencies and I said, so show me your bloom information. And they said, what bloom information? We don't have any bloom information. So I thought, aha.
So understanding the blooms, what does that tell us?
Well, the saguaro is a key species in the Sonoran Desert. There are more animals that are associated with it than any other plant. And so by knowing the food supply for a lot of these animals, that tells you a lot about them.
And so at this hour, you're just going to see bees, pretty much.
No. If you start looking, you'll see wasps, flies, beetles, all kinds of stuff going in there. There's a very rare beetle.
Remember how I told you that Bill Peachy knows a lot about a lot of things? I learned about that beetle. I also learned about a bug that eats the buds of saguaros before they bloom. I learned that cicadas are the only insects with sweat glands. I learned that the purple martin returns to the same saguaro where it nested every year. I learned that the saguaro is one of the main actors in this landscape. So many species depend on it.
Okay, 2 days ago, see that little growth?
Mm-hmm.
See the buds?
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Those have grown that big in 2 days.
Wow.
There was nothing there 2 days ago.
So that had major freezing at the tip, and now it has like a new
start.
What does the saguaro teach you?
Oh, wow. Persistence, as we saw in that one poor stunted one that I didn't think was going to survive. And now this year, after 20 years, it's finally grown an inch. Diversity. We've all driven by tens of thousands of saguaros, and from a distance, they all pretty much look the same. When you start taking a really close look at them, you find an incredible amount of diversity, as much as you and I might find in different human faces, for instance. And that enriches your whole experience.
The day I was in the field with Peachy, June 3rd, turned out to be the peak bloom of the season. 451 blooms on 136 reproducing saguaros. But the season's not over, so Peachy's still out there counting, and will be until the flowers turn to fruit.